Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce kind of taking a day off this week. Not this week because he was on with us on Monday, but taking a day off today. Isaac had a late night the night before, so he's just chilling. But anyway, I'm still going to bring you this thing solo. Huge game for the Rams this week. The Rams taking on division rival, the Seattle Seahawks. But before we get into that, let me give a huge shout out to Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey making the Pro Bowl. Two outstanding LA Rams defenders making another Pro Bowl. Now for AD, we already know the two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. This is his seventh straight Pro Bowl. He becomes the fourth defender since 1970 to make a Pro Bowl in each of his first seven seasons. You know who else did it? The other three? Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, the baller. Hall of Famer Derek Thomas, rest in peace. And Patrick Willis. So shout out to AD. Of course, we knew that AD was going to make the Pro Bowl again. And hopefully he'll be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year. We shall see, though. We shall see. And Jalen Ramsey making the Pro Bowl for the fourth time in his five seasons. Jay Ram doing exactly what we thought he was going to do when the Rams, when we traded for him last year, coming over from Jacksonville. Only has one pick this season. But the way he shuts down top receivers from the other team and the way he just shuts down and just controls one half of the football field, just outstanding. So salute to those guys, AD. And Jay Ramsey making the Pro Bowl again. So hopefully those Pro Bowlers can have a big game this week against Seattle because we need it. We need it. Huge game. Of course, Rams coming off an embarrassing loss to the then winless 0-13 Jets on Sunday. But we ain't going to talk about that. We're going to forget about it because a lot on the line versus the Seahawks. Of course, the Rams 9-4. Seattle 10-4. And when I say there's a lot on the line in this ball game, not only for the Rams, but also for the Seahawks. Now, if the Seahawks win, they clinch the NFC West. They become division champions. All they got to do is win this home game for them on Sunday. But if we win, we can clinch the division title by beating the Arizona Cardinals next week. But first, we got to win on Sunday. But even that, if we win, we can clinch a playoff berth by winning and getting a loss by either the Chicago Bears or the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday. So a lot on the line in this ball game. Division implications, division championship implications, and hopefully the Rams, our Rams, can get it done. And speaking of getting it done, the Rams normally get it done against the Seahawks. Sean McVay, 5-2 versus Seattle since taking over. So we have a winning record with them because that means we have a winning formula knowing how to beat the Seattle Seahawks. Last time we played them back in November, we won that ball game 23-16. So hopefully we can do the same thing. Now we won that ball game by just totally destroying Russell Wilson, just having him looking embarrassed, confused, discombobulated. And we need the same kind of performance this weekend against Seattle if we're going to get this W. Now, in that ball game, Jared Goff, who's been up and down this season, like we've talked about, but he had a good game, 27-37, 302 yards. He didn't have any touchdowns, but he didn't throw any picks, which is huge. Now, speaking of Wilson in that ball game, he was 22-37. We held him to 248 yards, no touchdowns, picked him off two times, made him fumble, and huge stat, sacked him six times. Six sacks. Leonard Floyd had three of those sacks. The rookie Terrell Lewis had two of those sacks. And when it comes to picking them off, Darius Williams picked them off twice in that ball game. So the defense just dominated Russell Wilson in that ball game. Hopefully we can do the same thing this Sunday. But AD in that ball game didn't have any sacks at all. Matter of fact, he had a zero stat line. Zero sacks, zero tackles. But the thing about that is, even though AD didn't have any sacks against Russell Wilson in that first matchup this season, AD has sacked Russell 12 times in his career. That's more than any other quarterback since AD has been playing. So he knows how to get at Russell. And the Rams know how to get at Russell. And Sean McVay knows how to get at the Seahawks. McVay 5-2 against Seattle, which includes that game we won earlier this season. So hopefully our Rams can come out and play some ball like they really want to play some ball. Because what we did on Sunday is just inexcusable. But I don't want to keep talking about that. Got to forget about it because it's over. Now, the Rams are going into this ball game without Cam Akers. He's going to be out. He hurt his ankle. So that means we're going to rely on Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown. And I have been saying that Darrell Henderson is running back one for most of the season. But Sean McVay basically disagreed with that. It's really been Cam Akers been running back one the last couple of games. And Cam Akers, you know, he hasn't proven them wrong. He hasn't been playing well, running the rock well. But the Rams won't have him this weekend, so we're going to have to count on Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown. Hopefully we can run the rock. Because, as I always say, that's been our formula. When we can run the ball at least 30 times, our chances of going up greatly improve. I think the stat I know was 7-0 we were 7-0 last year when we ran the ball at least 30 times. And I think this year we're 6-1. When we run the ball at least 30 times. So that's the formula. Against the Jets, we lost the ball game. We didn't run the ball 30 times. Didn't even come close to running the ball 30 times. Kind of just gave up on the run. And Goff had one of those down games where he didn't play well at all. Defense didn't play well at all. But I'm counting that up to maybe the Rams were like, okay, these are the Jets. And sometimes you can take a team lightly. And I'm going to say that's what they did on Sunday. But we know for a fact the Rams will not take the Seattle Seahawks lightly. Because, as I said, it's a division rival. It's a huge game. And I'm pretty sure our Rams know what's on the line. Still want to win the division championship. And you can't do that if you lose. And if they lose, that means Seattle wins the division championship. But if they win, they can win another division title next week by beating Arizona. So hopefully they truly, truly understand what is on the line and truly, truly come out ready to play. Because granted, it's been several times this season they haven't came out ready to play. And Sunday, last Sunday was one of those. We just don't want to see a repeat performance. But normally when the Rams play a team like Seattle or a team that's pretty good, they do come out focused and ready to compete. But that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what Rams fans need this week, because we just can't have any more letdowns. You can't. Two games left in the season. You want to make the playoffs, and you want to be playing well going into the playoffs. So this game will go another long way in doing that. And fortunately for us, like we talked about, we do have success, and we have had success, and we know how to be successful against the Seattle Seahawks. So it's not like we're going into Seattle, a place that we don't know how to win at, because we do know how to win. And with no fans being in the stands, that lets you know that takes a whole bunch of that home field advantage away that Seattle normally enjoys when they're playing at home, and they call their fans, you know, the 12th man. They like to be loud and be raucous and all this old kind of stuff. So hopefully this is a ball game we can go ahead on and get. And that defense that still They've led us the entire season. We're going to need them to lead us again on Sunday. Because the fact of the matter, we really don't know what to expect from the offense half the time, which is unfortunate. And when I say the offense, it's really Jared Goff, because he is the offense. You know, the running back's going to do what they're going to do. But as much as I've been praising the offensive line this season, too, they had a bad game on Sunday as well. Everybody had a bad game. Not everybody, but it was just a bad performance in every aspect, every facet of the football team for the Rams on Sunday against the Jets. So hopefully we bounce back. And I'm thinking we will. Because this is a game we can win. This is a game we should win. This is a game we got to win. And even though we're 9-5, we've been up and down this season, I still feel that we do have a team that can compete for a Super Bowl championship, because we've seen the Rams play extremely well this season. We've seen them play extremely poorly as well, but we've seen them play extremely well this season. So if we want this division championship, if we want to have these Super Bowl aspirations, this is the game we got to win. And it always helps as well when you have guys like AD and Jalen on your team. But I still kind of shocked that the Rams only had two defenders make the Pro Bowl. I mean, you know, Leonard Floyd, he's had a breakout year, but then you can, you know, you can kind of argue, is he better than the other defenders that made it in front of him? But you have guys like John Johnson III, who basically, you know, he could put up an argument or fight of why he didn't make the Pro Bowl. I mean, you have the top defense in the league, and you have two defenders that make the Pro Bowl, which is good. They're not actually going to play the game this season because, you know, the COVID and everything going on. So it's just people being named to the Pro Bowl. But still, though, when you're balling, you play it well, you want that acknowledgement. But it's surprising that the Rams only have two Pro Bowlers on defense. I really don't expect anybody on offense to make it. Not because they're not Pro Bowl worthy or have Pro Bowl type talent. Because when you look at the receivers, when you look at Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, those dudes have Pro Bowl type talent. But the fact that, you know, Jared just spreads it around all over the place, neither of them have big numbers this year. And the fact that Jared has been up and down, he's had some games where he just hadn't played that well and didn't throw the ball all over the place and wasn't accurate in a lot of his throws, that hurt them. So kind of understand why nobody on offense made the Pro Bowl, but we need those two Pro Bowlers, and we need Pro Bowl-type performances from here on out. No more letdowns, no more bad games, no more duds, or whatever you want to call it. We just can't afford that. Can't afford it at all. And it is encouraging, just like when you look at it, that, you know, McVay and the Rams have success against Seattle. But I just want to see some consistency from here on out. Because we just can't afford to have any more letdowns. Can't do it, man. Just can't do it. Ain't gonna happen. Can't happen. So I expect AD to have a monster game. As I said, 0 sacks against Russell and the Seahawks in their first game, but 12.5 sacks for him on the year. And I can bet you he won't have a 0 stat line again. I bet you that. Not AD. Not in a game like this with this on the line, so just hoping and wish for the best. I just don't want to be upset, pissed off on Monday, talking about what could have happened, what should have happened, what we should have did. I mean, Rams fans, what do y'all think? I mean, I read some of the comments, and I understand the frustration and the disappointment. Some fans be on Goff. Some fans defend Goff, which is understandable. And we say that because, you know, we need Jared to play well. We do. We do. We can sit here and talk all day But it comes down to Jared playing well, especially in times like this. When you have the salary and get paid what he's getting paid, what, 30-some million dollars a year? Can't afford any duds, man. I can understand a bad game, but up and down, good game here, bad game here, good game here, bad game here, three good games, two bad games. Just can't do that. And he hasn't reached the point where he can win a game for us. Like if Sean McVay put it in his hand and be like, okay, here you go. Throw the ball 50 times, lead us to a victory. He hadn't gotten there yet. As I said, that doesn't mean he can't get there, but he hadn't gotten there yet. We need him to get there. Because I hate for the Rams to blow just a great performance from the defense this season. Because defense wins championships. And we have a defense that can win championships, but they need some help. And Goff and that offense has to help them. And I made that a conjunction by saying Goff and the offense, but it's really Goff because the offense goes as he goes. Because we pretty much run the ball consistently. We don't really struggle too much running. You know, if we run the ball, we pretty much get the same kind of, you know, yards per carry, same kind of effectiveness. It's going to hurt not having Akers out there. But, you know, he missed some games earlier this season, and we were able to get it done with Henderson and Brown. And it's going to fall on Henderson and Brown again this Sunday. Which I think if Henderson is 100% healthy, which I don't think anybody's 100% healthy this time of the season. Heck, 14 games into the season. Cats banged up, hurting. But we just need to run that ball, man. We need to have Russell Wilson as confused as he was in that first game. And Russell hasn't played that well this latter part of the season. I started off the season great. Throwing the ball all over the place, but Seattle can be kind of like relying on the ground game. And that offense isn't as explosive nor as effective as it had been. So that's a good thing for us. But we're going on the road, not a long road trip. And as I said, no fans in the stands, so that should be good. I just want us to come out ready, focused. Seriously, man. It's just, you know, sad that we still have to talk about focus at this time of the year. It's just sad that you have to talk about focus anyway when you're dealing with professionals. But I'm hoping all of us, the Rams fans, are feeling good on Monday because we had got a W. Give ourselves a chance to win another NFC West title by winning Sunday and beating the Arizona Cardinals next week. But first things first. But it would be good to go ahead and clinch this playoff berth. Get a W, then we have to pull for, as I said, for the Bears to lose or either the Cardinals to lose this weekend. Then we're in the playoffs. And that's really what it's all about, getting in the playoffs and giving yourself a chance to make the Super Bowl. Now, we would love to win the NFC West Division title, but getting in the playoffs is what you really want to do. Give yourself a chance to compete. Give yourselves a chance to do some things. So, you know, we shall see. And Jared, I'm asking you, man, come on, ready ball. Come out focused. Come out mad. Come out pissed off. Come out like a monster. Hypnotize yourself. I said it Monday, Rams. Get Jared a hype man like Muhammad Ali used to have with Bundini. Get him a hype man. Somebody that's in his ear all the time telling him how good he is, how great he is. Give him a list of positive self-affirmations to say so he can believe it. Because we know we need him. You know, fans can talk all day long. We need a new quarterback. That's always easy to say, but they, you know, it's not a lot of good quarterbacks out there. So when you got one, especially one like Goff, who has shown that he can play well, who has shown that he can help lead us to the Super Bowl, because he's done it before, which means he can do it again. He's only going to mature. And maturation comes, you know, that's physical maturation, maturity, emotional maturity. Because you got to get that mindset and that toughness. And I'm not, you know, sitting here criticizing Jared too harshly, but it's just the fact that we need him to play like a Pro Bowl quarterback. Because we know he can be and play like a Pro Bowl quarterback this season. And we need that. And it's my last time bringing up the game on Sunday. You know, it's over and done with. Nothing we can say, but it's still just, you know, embarrassing and piss you off that we came out and played like that, especially with everything that was on the line last Sunday. So hopefully we'll come and understand what's going on this Sunday and realize how important this game is and realize, you know, just having some pride, man. You want to be a champion. You want to win championships. You want to continue to show the Seattle Seahawks and the rest of the division that, you know, you're the top dogs in the division. Even though we have two losses to the San Francisco 49ers this year, but they're not top dogs in the division. We can be. If we win Sunday, and then if we win the following Sunday against Arizona. So just have some pride, man. Just come out and play some ball. Show them what's going on. Do what we did in the first matchup against Seattle this year. Let's do it again. Let's put some pressure on Russell Wilson, which we are good at doing. Let's continue to get loose. Let's get at him. Let's confuse them. Defense ball out. We know our two superstars on defense are going to play some ball, but other defenders, hey, play like you're pissed off. Play like you're mad about not making the Pro Bowl. Play like you got something to prove, because you do have something to prove. You do. You do. So, we shall see. Looking forward to the matchup. Our 9-5 LA Rams taking on the 10-4 Seattle Seahawks. NFC West division title on the line. Huge implications. Sean McVay, give us some of that genius, man. Give us some of that creativity. Jared, give us some of that productivity. Running backs, run that rock. O-line, win your blocks. Defense, do what you do. Do what you've been doing. Really ain't nothing to say to y'all, man. Just do y'all thing. If we can get somebody other than our top two dogs to step up and have a huge game on defense this Sunday, just like Leonard Floyd did in that first matchup against the Seahawks when he had those three sacks. If we can have somebody else or have somebody put together a similar performance that Floyd did, because I'm almost 100% confident that AD is not going to be held to a 0-0 stat line this week. Pretty much convinced of that. Why? Because for him to have a 0-0 stat line, man, it's like unheard of. Doesn't happen often. And AD knows how to get at Russell. He knows how to get out. So, LA, help us out, man. As I said, I don't want to be up talking Monday about what could have happened, what should have happened, we should have did this, we weren't focused, we weren't ready to play. All of that nonsense, man. I still believe in the Rams. I still believe we can do some great things this season. They got to believe, though, man. They got to believe. And I'm hoping they do. I'm hoping they do. And I still would love to see us make some noise in the special teams, man. Huge punt return. Kind of hard to ask for a huge kickoff return because it's rare that we are able to return kicks. But that's the next level. Get us some huge special teams plays. Block punt, block field goal attempt or something. But really, I love to see that punt return game get going. Give us something. Even if it's not a touchdown. Some electricity. And give us some electricity when it's needed. Because sometimes that can happen to offense as well. Offense struggling, not playing well, getting ready to get the ball back. Huge punt return. Now the offense trots on the field with that much more energy, that much more confidence, with some momentum, with some swag. Because special teams players can do that. And I still don't want to get ahead of myself, you know, talking about the playoffs and what we can do in the playoffs because, you know, we got to take one game at a time. I just want to see a dub Sunday. Seriously. I just want to see a dub, man. Show us and show the world that the Rams are legitimate contenders. Show us and show the world that the Rams are a problem. Because we know they can be a problem. Show everybody that. And I know Seattle's going to come into this ball game. That, you know, they're not taking it lightly. I mean, why would they? And even though there won't be any fans in the stands, it's still, man, you know, it's still something about playing at home. You don't have to travel. You can rest and relax in familiar surroundings. Be comfortable. Whether you're staying at home before the night before the game or staying in a team hotel that you're familiar with, which means, you know, you pretty much get in the same room, same bed. I just want our Rams to be talked about as legitimate contenders and, you know, take the respect that people just don't seem to want to give them. Give them, give us, give we. But I expect that O-line to bounce back. Control the line of scrimmage. Move dudes. Be the best moving company in the United States. Make some holes. Give Jared some protection. I expect Jared to come out with that boot game. Play action. Naked boots. Pumping and dumping. Crossing routes. Wheel routes in the flat, utilizing the tight ends, utilizing those receivers. Even if you don't want to throw the ball down the field, just getting the ball in the hands of Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, because we see if them dudes just get their hands on the ball, they can make some things happen because the way they get yards after the catch. They're two of the best in the league when it comes to that. But utilize those tight ends. Utilize that running game. Please, McVay, run that rock, man. Establish that running game. Get it going. Give Jared some help. Give him some help. So I don't know if, you know, if they're going to split the carries up evenly between Henderson and Malcolm Brown, but I still say and I still think, you know, Henderson is one of those running backs you can give the ball to 20 times. And if it doesn't get you 100 yards on the ground after 20 carries, should be close to it. That's kind of faith and confidence I have in him. This is a game we can see. We can see. Because he's explosive. And we need some explosive plays. We need some big plays on offense. And that's another thing that we're missing as well, man. Just big plays on offense. Just explosive plays. 50 yarders, 60 yarders, 70 yarders. We don't have that. We haven't done that. But it, our offense really isn't designed to do that. But as Isaac says, and as I say as well, let's kind of change it. Let's take some shots down the field sometimes, man. Let's do it. Let's start pressuring these dudes. Because they know we're going to go underneath. But when we're running our offense the way we run it, running the ball, play action, bootlegs, naked boots with Goff, letting him square his shoulders, clean pocket, clean feet, he gets completions. And the offense is efficient. So let's get some more of that, man. Let's get some more of that. But anyway, I'm going to give y'all some more of these ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday on Monday, God willing. Hope it's a good Monday, coming off a dub. But for this episode of Ramblings, it's over with. Until next week, as I say, God willing, all praises to the Most High. I'm out.